how to be healthy, fit, strong, lean, and happy for the rest of your life? It could be the bazillion dollar question. How to lose weight is definitely the trillion dollar question. And if you ask people, whether it's an exercise physiologist, a cardiologist, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a dietitian, a nutritionist, a plumber, a painter, your next door neighbor, your friend, your family, a pilot, a plumber, a piano tuner, it doesn't matter. Everybody's got an opinion about what we should do to be healthy, fit and strong, how we should eat and how we should exercise. And unfortunately, most of those opinions don't agree. We are constantly arguing about what to eat and how to exercise. And if you want to argue with thousands of people at one time, you can get onto the World Wide Web and literally argue with people from all over the world for hours and hours, thousands of them, about the right and wrong way to exercise and the right and wrong way to eat. In the meantime, our kids are growing up in a world where being fat and sick and diseased and depressed has become normal. And if we're not careful, it will become the only thing we know. We're literally now more than 50% fat. We're more than 50% depressed. We're more than 50% diseased. And I don't want that for our kids, and I'm sure that you don't want it for yours, and I don't have any kids. I just want our world to be healthy. I've dedicated my life to it. I started teaching exercise classes when I was 13. I'm now well over 50. And in my lifetime, we've just made it worse. People have gotten fatter and sicker and weaker and more diseased and more depressed than they've ever been. So obviously what we're doing isn't working. So we could argue that we should keep doing what we're doing, but that would be a waste of time because that isn't working. So what can we do? What can we agree on? What message can we share with our children so that the world can actually be a healthy, fit, strong, happy place? And having dedicated my life to the study of that particular area, not just healthy, fit and strong, but what can we agree on rather than what do we disagree about? And there's too much argument, and it seems to be that might be one of the reasons why we have become so sick and so weak and so depressed and so diseased is because we're constantly disagreeing. So when I network with, research with, talk to, question the top medical professionals in the world, psychiatrists, psychologists, oncologists, cardiologists, exercise physiologists, the people that are responsible for getting us healthy, fit and strong and creating the research for all of that, I always ask them, what can we agree on? And what I'm about to share with you is a very simple collection of five ideas that up until now, nobody has disagreed on. This is something that these people are all agreeing with. And perhaps if we could get this simple message out, then the world could be a happier, healthier, fitter, stronger place, and our kids could be the same. So I've turned the happy, healthy, fit, strong message into a song. And the first and foremost, and there's no one that's more important than the other, they just happen to be five verses to a song. And the first one that nobody disagrees about is positive attitude. There's not one person that I've met on this planet of any kind of medical profession or expert or guru that agrees or disagrees that it's important to have a positive attitude. Everybody agrees that if you have a positive attitude about your eating and exercise, about your life, about the challenges in your life, about your job, about your relationships, that your life will be better, that you'll handle challenges better, you'll exercise more effectively, you'll enjoy your food more. Everything about your life will be better if you have a positive attitude. Nobody disagrees on that, and nobody suggests that it's important to have a negative attitude. So the simple part of the song just goes like this. Be happy, be happy, be happy. Not if and when, not I hope to be, not eventually, but just choose when you wake up in the morning to sing that happy little song, be happy and choose to be a happy person. And it has been suggested that if we are more positive people, if the human race was more positive, we would then exercise more effectively and we would probably choose healthier food. Isn't that interesting? The next one that nobody is arguing about, that nobody disagrees about, nobody is suggesting that we should be dehydrated. In fact, when you have a look at eating and exercise and how to fuel your body for exercise, we often talk about food, but the most important part is fluid. We can live our whole life without exercise, and many people do. You can live a very long time without food, and people are now trying it, but we can't live very long without fluid. We have to be hydrated, and nobody disagrees. Nobody is suggesting that it's good for the human body to be dehydrated. So the argument begins after after the agreement that we should be hydrated, it's where the fluid should come from, what kind of fluid should we have, how much is it? Is it eight glasses? Is it 2 liters? Is it out of a filtrated system? Is it out of a tap? Is it out of a bottle? Is it out of a spring in Fiji? There's lots of argument, but nobody disagrees that we should be hydrated. So the little song goes like this. Drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. And the reason for that is it's very likely that if you tinkle, if you have a wee and a lot of wee comes out at one time and it's clear in color, you are more likely to be hydrated than if you have a little tiny squirt of a tinkle and it's bright yellow. So if you do tinkle and not very much comes out and it is bright yellow, it's been suggested that you drink more water till you've got clear wheeze, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Now, there's a lot of argument about whether or not it's water or coffee or tea or juice or alcohol or where the water should come from. But ideally, when you are hydrated, your brain will be hydrated, which means everything. Your brain controls everything, so you'll feel better, you'll be able to function more effectively. Your muscles are full of fluid, so if you're hydrated, your muscles will work more effectively. So step number one, have a positive attitude. Step number two, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Wow. Number three, the most controversial topic on the planet is what we should eat. And there's everything in disagreement and agreement to every extreme. So the ultimate extremes are carnivore versus vegan vegetarian, eat only meat versus eat only green vegetables, and everything in between. And both of those extremes are argued. So the carnivores don't agree with the vegans don't agree with the vegetarians, and everything else in between. However, what nobody disagrees on, this is very exciting, is that we should eat more real food. Nobody disagrees that the food that's gone through a processing factory, bag, packet, jar, building that's got to drive through, anything where man has literally screwed with our food, processed our food, everyone agrees that we're better off eating less processed food, real food. So if you are a carnivore, they still recommend that you eat real meat, not some concoction of processed meat that's been stuffed into a sausage skin. If you're a vegan vegetarian, nobody's suggesting that it's better to eat fruit and vegetables that have come in a packet or a bag or have been highly processed. It's been strongly suggested that it's better to eat an orange than to drink orange juice. It's better to eat fish than to take fish oil. It's better to even eat olives than to eat olive oil. Everybody suggests that it's better to eat real food than highly processed food that comes in a packet, a bag, a box, a jar, or a building. So what if we could just share with passion with our kids? Have a positive attitude. Drink more water if you've got clear wheeze. Eat more real food. Eat more real food. Eat more real food, because that's verse number three. Eat more real food. And whether that's more food that comes out of the ground or animals that eat food that comes out of the ground, the suggestion is that the food should be real. Wow. What if we could do that? The next two are really simple. Often people don't want to exercise. They hate it. It's too hard. It's too long. It's too boring. There are, according to the World Health Organization, 40% of the world are actively pursuing not to exercise. They hate it that much. But nobody disagrees that it's important to be fit and strong. Nobody's suggesting it would be better to be weak and unfit. When you're fit, you have vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, oxygen pumping through your body more effectively. You have happy chemicals pumping into your brain. So serotonin, dopamine, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, the things that make us feel good are pumped more frequently and more easily when you're fit, and particularly when you get puffed. And when you are fit, you are less likely to get sick. You have a better immune system. You have better hair, better skin, better nails, better teeth. All the things that make us look good from the inside and the outside and make us feel good from the inside and the outside. All of that's better when we're fit, and nobody disagrees. The argument comes now, how to get fit, what exercises I should do to be fit, and there's a massive worldwide argument about that. But nobody says it would be better to be unfit. Woo! Same with strong. Everybody agrees that when you are physically and mentally strong, tough, When you've got strong muscles and bones, you can be more active, you can do more things, you have a better self-esteem, you are less likely to get old. In fact, you'll stay young for as long as you want to. You won't get osteoporosis. And you, because you are active, you'll feel better about yourself mentally. So you'll be able to do the things that you love to do. And once again, when you're fit and when you're strong, when you get puffed and when you lift heavy things to get strong, you then pump those happy drugs through your brain. So you have the reward drug of dopamine and endorphin. So you feel really good about yourself because you're accomplishing things, but you're literally re-energizing your brain, growing new brain cells, creating better connections between your brain cells, which means your whole body works more effectively because your brain controls your body. So the argument begins after how to get fit and how to get strong, but nobody is disagreeing that it's important to be fit and strong. Now, the other two really cool things about fit and strong that people agree on is that to get fit, you have to overload your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system. And to get strong, you have to overload your muscles and bones. So it's not about let's do a nice, easy exercise program, but no one's suggesting a hard one either if you just look at the common sense logic. If you get puffed, you'll get fit. To get puffed takes a very short period of time. If you lift heavy things, you'll get strong. But the heavier you lift, the less number of times you can lift something, so the least amount of time it takes. So to get fit and strong doesn't take very long. The argument comes from, what should I do? And once again, does it really matter? And here's a great question to ask for argument's sake. Does your heart and lungs know whether you're getting puffed from running, jumping, skipping, boxing, dancing, doing a martial art, riding your bike, playing with your kids? Or is it possible that if you get puffed, you'll get fit? Do your muscles know whether you're lifting a barbell, a dumbbell, a kettlebell, a rock, a log, a child, or a box full of heavy things? Or is it possible that your muscles and bones just respond to overload? And of course, the exercise physiologists all agree that if you get puffed, you'll get fit, and if you lift heavy things, you'll get strong. Now, there's safer ways to do both of those things, and I'm not going to get into that argument because there's too much argument about it. All I'm going to ask us to consider as adults for our kids to grow up in a healthy, fit, strong world is if we could get our kids puffed on a regular basis, 2, 3, 4 times throughout the day to pump happy drugs through their brain, and if we could keep them strong, muscles and bones strong. And here's the beautiful thing. If I'm doing a set of any exercises using all of my, as many muscles as possible in my body, and I'm literally doing as, I'm going to do as many as I can without stopping until I can't do any more. If I think I can't do any more, but I do one more or two more or 2.5 more, I get physically stronger, but I also get mentally tougher. If I'm out sprinting, whether it's sprinting by swimming or boxing or running or biking, doesn't matter. But if I think I can't do any more because I'm so puffed, but I do 1 second more or 10 meters more or 100 meters more, I will get physically fitter, but I also get mentally tougher. And that's where there's a beautiful connection between the body and the brain. The fitter and stronger I get physically, I also get physically and mentally stronger and tougher. And the psychologists and psychiatrists will even suggest that I'll get wiser, stronger, fitter, and wiser, because as I pump happy drugs through my brain, brain-derived neurotrophic factor is a fertilizer for the brain, I will get neurogenesis. I'll grow new brain cells, I'll regenerate the brain cells I've currently got, and I'll create bigger and better connections between my brain cells and the left and right side of my brain. So if I go out exercising with a positive attitude and I eat my food with a positive attitude, is it more likely that I will have a better effect from my eating and exercise plan? So be happy, be happy. If I'm hydrated so I can exercise more effectively, and if my brain's hydrated so I can think more clearly, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze, drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. If I'm eating more real food, which means vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals in their purest form, not being played around with by a factory process or a process of unreal food or unreal process in manufacturing the food, is it more likely that my body will be able to use those vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals more effectively? Eat more real food, eat more real food, eat more real food. If I get puffed, I get fit. If I'm fit, I turn my body into a fat burning machine. I pump happy drugs through my brain. If I'm strong, I get strong muscles and bones. And what if the whole world, especially our kids, were more happy, drank more water till they had clear wheeze, ate more real food, got puffed a few times throughout the day and had strong muscles and bones. Is it possible that we would have a healthier, fitter, stronger world? Is it possible that we could stop arguing about the rest of the stuff? And all I can suggest is this, argue as much as you want to, but in the meantime, our kids are getting fatter and sicker and weaker, and I don't want that. So I'm begging of you as an adult, from my heart to yours, that we make it simple and easy to understand for our kids, and we stop arguing about the silly things. We focus on the big things, which is to keep our kids happy, to keep them fit, to keep them strong, to keep them hydrated, and keep them full of vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals from real food. Isn't that a great option that perhaps we could stop arguing about? Woohoo!